£5, Mr. Sowerberry. Liberal terms. £5. Well, as a matter of fact,
I was needing a boy.
Good. Then it's settled. £5, please.
If you don't mind, Mr. Bumble.
Cash upon liking. Cash
upon liking. Mrs. Sowerberry?
What is it?
Would you have the goodness to come here a moment, my dear?
What is it? Well, what do you want?
I've told Mr. Bumble.
Oh, hello, Mr. Bumble.
Hello, Mrs. Sowerberry.
That we may consider taking this boy to help in the shop.
Dear me, he's very small.
Yes, he is rather small, Mrs. Sowerberry. But he'll grow. He'll grow.
Oh, I dare say he'll grow in our victuals and our drink. These workhouse boys are a waste of time. They always cost more to keep than they're worth. Still, you men always think you know what's best. What are you going to do with him?
He has an expression of melancholy on his face, my dear, which is very interesting. He would make a delightful coffin follower.
A what?
I don't mean a regular coffin follower to follow the grown-ups, but only for the children's practice. It would be very nice to have a follower in proportion, my sweet. A superb effect. The more I think about it.
For once, just for once, you might have a decent idea. Very well then, boy, what's your name?
Oliver. Oliver Twist, Mom.
A singular name.
I, ma'am, and one of my own choosing.
Yours, Mr. Bumble.
Mine, Mrs. Sowerberry.
How's that, Mr. Bumble?
The boy's mother came to us destitute. Brings a child into the world, takes one look at him, and promptly dies. Without leaving so much as a forwarding name and address.
Well, Oliver Twist, do you think you could look like that gentleman up there?
Maybe, if I had a black art.
Never mind about black hat.
The boy's quite right. Get the boy a top hat. These things must be done proper and correct. Stand there, under the picture, boy. Henry, bring us the top hat. Henry, really, it takes you twice as long to do anything as anyone else. Yes? Yes, for once, Henry, you've had a good idea. Can you keep that expression on your face for a long time, boy, with the crowd watching you?
Yes, Mom, I think so.
Ye the born undertaker's mute. I could see him in a black silk suit, following behind the funeral procession with his features fixed in a suitable expression.
He'll be horsed with tall black blues,
who escort us
to the family tombs, with mourners in all corners who've been touched.
Of old
Now, where's the money?
That's your funeral.
That's your funeral.
We don't harbor thoughts they harbor. There's no need to frown. In the end, we'll either burn you up or nail you down.
We love coughs and wheezes and diseases called incurable. That's your funeral.
No one else's funeral. That's your funeral.
Very well then, that's your job. Junior coffin follower. Have you eaten yet?
No, ma'am, not since.
Charlotte! Charlotte!
What?
Bring out some of the cold bits we put out for the dog. It hasn't been in all day, so we can go without him. I dare say the boys are too dainty to eat him. Are you, boy? Charlotte, love, this is the new boy. Give them to him. Have you done?
Yes, Mom.
I'm pleased to hear it. Get to bed, Henry. Come on, Charlotte, don't stand there gawking. Well then, Oliver Twist, your bed's in the cellar. You don't mind sleeping among the coffins, I suppose. But it really doesn't matter whether you do or you don't. You can't sleep nowhere else.